not so bad at all, Martin. A Remelton man competing for Milford Athletic Club.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Not your first time doing it. Let's start there.
No, I was what he called done it last year, and enjoyed it. I enjoyed every step of it, and I said to myself, the day after I done it, I says I'm coming back for another go. Just
Martin, how could somebody enjoy 250 kilometres of pure hell?
Well, it's what he called. I said I enjoyed it last year, but no. Listen, that's what I enjoy doing. Like the longer kind of enduring stuff, kind of thing I enjoy most. Like, so I'm used to it. You know.
Right. Well, we'll go back to the beginning, and then we'll run through the race yesterday. But you started off running with Milford Athletic Club. How did that come about?
Started running about maybe. I've always been keeping fit, played football, and went to the gym and all. Started really running maybe 4 years ago in Milford, and kind of started from there.
So you hadn't done much running before, mostly gym work and so on, and playing football?
Yeah.
Why did you enjoy the athletics, and obviously you were reasonably good at it?
Well, I just progressed every year. Like, that's, you know, I started to enjoy it. And, you know, when you see all the improvement every year, like, and you know, got you sucked in, like, and here we are now. Just
you ran 5Ks, I presume, and 10Ks and so on?
Yeah, I don't know that yet.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And then you did the marathon in Dublin. You broke 3 hours there in the marathon last year?
Yeah, that's right. I broke 3 hours, yeah.
And was it from there on that you decided, right, let's train hard for the race?
Ah, no, well, I was what I call doing a smaller adventure race, maybe, for the last 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd done my first adventure race. Well, I'd done my first adventure race maybe 3 years ago. And first one I run, I knew I loved it. Like, so that was my main kind of passion. To be honest, you know, 5Ks or 10Ks or, you know, adventure racing, kind of my main,
uh-huh. And main thing. Were you winning those races?
No, I won a couple this year, no, but I definitely wasn't one on the start. Like, I was kind of, you know, just you were finishing, you know, kind of in the middle of the group for a while, and then you're moving up a wee bit and moving up a wee bit.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of wee bit.
And what type of training did you do this year to compete in the race?
I trained for maybe 6 months for the race, 6 days a week, five, 6 days a week, and train hard.
What type of training were you doing?
A lot of, maybe between 200, 250k a week on the bike, and a lot of running, and just the usual stuff, really, kayaking and hill climbing too. And,
yeah, go ahead.
Kind of a bit of core classes too, up in Danny Ryan's class as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I suppose that's important as well. So you put your foot on the line yesterday morning around about 5 o'clock. What were your expectations? What were your plans?
Well, what I called that, a bit of a plan. I wanted to, my expectations yesterday was wanted to break the 15 hours. I wanted 14:59. I'd have been happy with that. I'd have walked away happy. I managed to get a wee bit better than that.
Well, the first was the race to Remelton. How did that go?
I was comfortable enough, yeah. I was in the plan, like, comfortable enough pace and enjoyed it.
And you were with Sean Stewart at that stage?
I mean, Sean ran together, yeah.
And did you try and push on at any stage, or was that too early in the race?
No, listen, both of us were running, we were comfortable, like, that's what I wanted to do, and I don't know, but I think that's what Sean probably wanted to do too. Start off steady, like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you got into the kayak then. How did that go?
My kayak, it wouldn't be one of my stronger points. Sean pulled a good gap on me in the kayak. I knew that was going to happen anyway, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
He was a wee bit quicker in transition too as well, so I kind of gave up a good bit of time there, so I had a good bit to get back.
And why were you slower in the transition?
I just needed to take my time. That's what I needed to do. Like, I needed to eat, and that's the way I do it. Like.
Oh, okay. So, I presume it's important as to when you take food on board.
Well, everybody's different. Like, you know, that's just the way I have to do it. I don't know. that's the way I do it. So, you know, you just got to take your time and do everything right. If you do it wrong, see if I had done it wrong, like, you know, it could be a race over then, like.
Does that mean taking too much or taking it too fast?
Too fast and not eating enough, or, you know, making a mistake and then you pay for it later on in the day, like.
Mm-hmm. So you were off, were you second then at that stage after Sean on the bike?
Yeah, I was second, yeah.
Yeah, a long way to go. Could you see him in the distance? Were you closing any gaps or just doing your own time?
On the bike?
Yeah.
On the bike? No, I couldn't see him at all on the bike. It was, I knew where I was. Like, I knew it was what kind of time I had a gap. Like, but I was going as hard as I could. Like, I couldn't have went any harder. Like, the heat, it was very, very, very warm. Like, so you were kind of, it was very, the pace was like heavy, and the heat, you know, you were tiring, like, so mm-hmm. You didn't want to overdo it, like.
Yeah, well, it's amazing. I'm looking at the times here, and after 3 hours and 39 minutes or thereabouts, both of you, there was only a minute and a half between you, Sean, just a minute and a half faster. So the two of you were in about the same pace, even though you couldn't see each other.
Yeah, no, I never seen him once.
Uh-huh. So you went up Lough Salt and you ended up back down at Muckish. You had to climb it. How difficult was that after coming off a bicycle after 3 hours and 40 minutes, say?
You were glad to get off the bike, sure. Glad to get off the bike. Kind of glad to get on the mountain, to be honest with you. But then when you're halfway up the mountain, you're starting to be... Exactly, yeah. But no, it was very, very warm up there. The temperature, I was expecting maybe 8 to 10 degrees, but it was up at 15 degrees. Like, so, you know, I probably had too much clothes on. And, you know, you set out a bit of a plan and you kind of work with that. But probably the good weather went against me yesterday a bit, you know, because of the heat. Like, you know, your clothing wise, maybe I put on too many layers. Like, I should have been maybe using a lighter cycling top. But that's not the top I had in my box. Like, so, you know, I just had to work with the one I had in my box. Like.
Mm-hmm. So, did you see each other in Muckish?
Oh, we did, yeah. I could see him in Muckish, yeah.
Right. So, you're up the same path and back down again. What were your feelings at that stage? Were you confident that you could still win it, even though you were in second spot?
I wasn't really thinking about that then. I was kind of, when you're up at the top of them, I could see them at the top of them, because, you know, you're suffering them when you're hitting the top of it. But I wasn't thinking of that yet. Like, I was just going to stick to my plan and stick steady. Like.
Mm-hmm. So were you timing it, or was it how the body felt? Were you checking any parameters of how the body was doing?
I was like, I know myself how hard I can push, like, so I was just sticking with my own limits. Like, I wasn't gonna race someone else's race. Like, I was just sticking to my own plan. Like,
mm-hmm. Were you monitoring heart rate or anything of that nature?
Yeah, I was. I had my heart rate on. Yeah, anyway. Yeah, definitely.
And is there a possibility that you could push it too fast? You know, maybe even going up Muckish.
Well, look, you're going up Muckish, you're going up right in Harlech, so your heart rate's going to be up, you know. Mm-hmm. But no, I didn't know where I could get now.
And, you know, may I ask you, what was your highest rate?
I didn't check that out, to be honest with you, yet. I left my watch with my brother last night and I haven't got it back, so I'll just have a nosy and the watch maybe tomorrow.
Uh-huh. Okay, so does the bike then, from there on again, right round to roughly Doohery?
Doohery is right, yeah. That was we were kind of biking into a headwind. It was tough biking. Very, very tough biking. Very, very warm.
Mm-hmm. You're still training at that stage?
Trailing now I don't know exactly. And I was trailing, like, but the kind of, Sean was stronger than me in the bike now. I think it was a minute ahead of me in both cycles. So it was, you know, the gap never opened massively, like, but it opened a bit.
Mm-hmm. So then it was a marathon from there to back to through Glenveagh National Park. You know, how did you feel in that, and when did you catch Sean?
Well, the start of the marathon, I was running, I was looking at my watch, and I was saying, oh, this is hard work. Like, I had too much clothes on for about 2 or 3 K, and then I took my base layer off and I started running again. I was comfortable then again, so I was able to keep a good pace. Like, I was keeping the pace I had planned in my head, like, and No, once I got the base layer off and got the, my body cooled down a bit, I was starting to run well, so I ran well. I was happy enough. Like.
And at what stage did you see Sean in the distance, and what stage did you pass him?
I seen Sean maybe at 10 or 12k, and then I didn't see him then for about another 10, maybe another 10k. I passed then at maybe 10k to go. Mm-hmm. And I was feeling fresh, like, felt good at the end, like, you know, and strong at the end, so I was happy enough.
So you ran your marathon in 3 hours and 31 minutes and 8 seconds after doing, that's 42k roughly, so you had over 200k done before that between running, cycling and the kayak, and still able to run a 3:31 marathon. You must have been pleased with that.
I was very pleased with that. I had in my head for the marathon, I had between 3:45 and 3:50 to do it, and I would have been happy with that.
Mm-hmm.
But now everything just went well for me yesterday, so everything clicked, like, no hiccups, and I couldn't good enough to it, obviously.
And how do you feel today, Marty?
I feel good, I feel good. Legs are stiff, like, but happy to have it over me now after the training, and kind of relax now for a while and take a bit of time now with the family, and that's about it, really.
Any injuries, any, you know, cuts, bruises, or?
No, nothing at all.
Nothing like that?
No,
problems with the shoes or anything?
No, I'm perfect. No, I'm perfect.
That's a great way to be after such an event.
Oh, listen, it's, I'm happy enough.
Marty, will you go next year?
Will I go next year? I'll think about it. I wouldn't say yes or no yet. I've other things I want to do, to be honest with you, so.
Really?
I don't really know.
What have you in mind?
I have other adventures, just maybe thinking about another couple of things, like, and maybe a cycle. I just have to make up my mind what I want to do yet.